We are live.
I'm farting in your direction right now. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, frick. Don't do that. Come on, this is disgusting.
Already 10 people watching. You people are fiends.
You just can't wait for it.
Just can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, it's 10 p.m. where I live. It's a nice, relaxing kind of stream.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think there will be two videos coming out.
This week, yeah. Didn't you finish rendering? Are you sending it right now?
Yep, I'm sending it right now.
So I'll have it uploaded tonight.
Yeah, and I think I'll get the Nazi video done too. And you email Ray and tell him to upload both instantly. Hmm?
Tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight. You're gonna get Leon Taxi Driver tonight.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'll do Nazi.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
yeah, tomorrow I will be writing, hopefully. I don't know. Today I was caught up with school.
Get it cracking, and you email Ray and you ask him when you're gonna get the privilege to upload, and you tell him to upload both before the end of the month.
Okay. Yeah. Yo, Mr. Kyle, yo Dan. Hopefully I can get through school quickly tomorrow. Let me pose this though.
Man, I already wounded my hand from punching.
How badly?
No, very, 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 very mildly. Like a little skin tear between my fingers. Very small, but still instantly noticeable. That's very interesting. I'm very happy about that.
Why you got school tomorrow? Online school. Every day except Sunday.
Well, I got school tomorrow because God allows for free will, even when that means randomly enforcing suffering upon others.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much it. That's the true explanation of that. Did you tweet it out?
Doing that right now.
Alright, fart zone.
It's your boy Anus, back at it again with another fart.
I hate it when they say, like, such and such unloads on X. Why are you saying unloads?
What? Unloads on X?
Yeah, like, irate Trump finally unloads on censorship. Unloads, bruh? That's not a very good word for that. Keep unloading? Crap. The Watchmen video came out like 3 days ago. You lose track of time, bro. Feels like a week.
Yeah, time has been moving slow.
Which is awesome.
I think it's because I've been working until like 9 p.m. every day.
Yeah, that's base and red pilled.
I mean, yeah. We're not even spending that much time doing stuff, and we're cranking out a ton of videos. Imagine I'm doing this full time.
Dude,
that starts in like a week. I have like 10 days left of school.
Oh, for real? That's really good. Because you not being able to work on stuff because of freaking school is the worst.
The worst thing, man.
With you off school, we can probably do 6 videos a month. We can probably crank it up to that. Make them look good and pleasing and make them have interesting stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then we're cranking them out. Straight banking. Making bank.
Maybe time to ring Gavin up for my next paycheck. Let's see here.
Hello, you got my money? Ah, we got hoi hoi.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, with the next one, yeah. Hey, Gav.
Big money. I get big money. Drive big cars. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a superstar. Man. Nice little
we'll
monster.
See. I should probably email him, right? Yeah. Yo, is it cool if I put a whole swastika up on there? So you're like talking about this idea. School is the most, you know, luckily that's like my biggest problem, which is a pretty small problem compared to what it could be, but it's still annoying. Yeah. Hardcore. First was within myself.
Stop performing. Yeah, school shouldn't exist. It's pretty insulting.
Just becomes increasingly essence. Insulting as I increasingly have better things to do.
It's crazy stuff. Can't wait to I probably should already purchase a wedding ring. Or rather, an engagement ring.
That's true.
And get it cracking. Also, I technically have a company, an LLC, so I can earn money better. But I'm an employee of it, and I can only earn, you know, income tax makes it so that I can only earn so much before I get raped.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me as an employee of my own company. So maybe I could hire, like, faux-hire my own girlfriend.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, she's my secretary. Because I'm not married to her, so there's no verifiable way to notice that I'm even directly associated with her.
Yeah. Dropped out after failing ninth grade twice. Based.
Based and red-pilled.
What were you doing exactly? It's kind of hard to, like, fail altogether. I mean, I guess it's not that hard. I just hate it so much. Yeah. If it's purposeful, then it makes sense. Yo, Chunky. How's the, situation with that girl and her dad?
Man, I really like this video.
I'm excited to see it.
Made it look real good. I love the script. It feels like three videos in one.
I happened to... When did I watch Spirited Away? I think like last Saturday, so like a week ago. Almost. I took some notes, and I'll see if I can turn that into anything.
Because
there happens... Like, when you start paying attention... Because it's sort of a kid's movie, but even so... When you pay attention, there are some things that pop out.
Yeah.
And... That whole theme of innocence seems to be really... Like, widespread. Because I think that was part of it.
Yeah. I am the roots of the flower. Hey, yo, LT Forbis. Love what you're doing. Keep it up. Oh, she'll keep it up.
Okay, so I sent him a message on Facebook, but he hasn't seen it yet. But if he doesn't, I can just email him. So I'm doing that tonight. if he doesn't say anything. Alright, awesome. Yeah, what is the title for tonight's stream? Pooping and farting fart on my grandmother's couch? Fart zone?
Fart zone. Give it a nice fart zone.
I'm so disappointed in Taylor Swift. What? Why are you talking about Taylor Swift? Yeah, and why are you worried about Kanye West? Backsliding.
Just left work, so stream on crack pipe ready, yup. Gamer time.
Nice. Oh shoot, my camera froze.
Your brain froze.
I need a new webcam, man. This thing's broken in half.
Too cheap to pay for the vids? Dude, it's $1.
It's $1, like, man.
That's crazy cheap. If you're talking about cheap. Kanye West is allowed in the white ethnic state? Watch him invent it. Watch him create it the next 10 years. Watch him be responsible for its existence. Hey, check out this artist called Jamiroquai.
For real?
He talks about politics.
Yeah, for real.
Yes, for real, dude. It's $1 for all the main videos.
Yeah. And the tidbits.
And the tidbits, which are nice.
Yeah.
Talks about politics on his first album. Nobody cares about politics.
Yeah. Sure.
Too bad Soph is not behind a paywall. Well, people are retarded. I don't expect anything else.
I don't
else
think
from
that's
them.
Too bad. Like, cause. I mean, yeah, they just don't check. It's whatever. Yeah, other than they didn't really even care that much in the first place.
Yeah, they didn't look.
But, you know.
Gotta pay for these pills, bro. My leg. I'll never in my life ever.
Like, Soph is better, but I need to pay for that. Maybe you can tell them.
Yeah, tell them.
Tell them, yo. It's only $1, though.
Get you for life.
Imagine paying for a video? Yeah, imagine paying for Netflix to watch things you like. It's crazy.
Yeah, imagine paying for anything. Imagine giving money to people you enjoy the content of. Can you imagine that?
Still doing music stuff? Yeah. SoundCloud, Soph. Sam Hyde does deserve your money. Hyde Wars are fantastic.
Hyde Wars is.
The Hyde Wars are fantastic.
Sam Hyde is slumping again? What do you mean slumping? The women's stories were, you know, some of the best things I ever watched in my life. I still want, like, I feel like rewatching them every 4 days.
Women's Stories might be my favorite Hyde Wars yet. It's crazy good.
Yeah, something insane. Smelly about the stream title? The dream title.
And the puppet. Yeah, the panda stuff is lame. Smelly stream tile? Oh, you should take a closer sniff. Maybe it's not gonna be the same. You think edgy content can still exist as Leafy maybe making a comeback? Are you retarded? How old are you?
Yeah, that's good, but I miss the old random rants and house destruction. House destruction?
House destruction.
You mean the... I don't think you mean that, because that was recent.
Yeah. Is that why you cut it out? No, I cut it out because it was unnecessary to have your face on it. Yeah, I heard Ryder's burnt it down. They straight lit the methane up.
Yeah, burnt down the entire fart zone. Now there's no... You can't fart anywhere in Minneapolis.
Straight it's up illegal to fart.
Yeah. If you're caught farting, you'll be arrested on the spot. So I see all this stuff about protesting, but is there actually that much stuff going on? Or is it all just blown up and cherry-picked? Like kicking the fan and throwing stuff. Oh, you mean Kickstarter.
Yeah, the
Kickstarter crap is pretty freaking awesome. Multiple cities rioting. What are the numbers? How many people? How many buildings and stuff has gotten destroyed? Because I haven't been paying attention. Enough to be significant, apparently. There are visceral protests outside the White House. Okay, what is the point exactly? Like, because they have to... You think it's just random people who... Random black people who want an excuse to loot and do crime, and random white people who want to have fun?
I think it's all about,
externalization. Or do you think they're getting funded to do that crap?
Externalization of dormant negative emotion mixed with funded chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's feeling bad all the time. Except me and Sophia.
Yeah. It's something exciting for once. In the midst of constant numbness and occasional sorrow or anxiety.
Yeah. Is Sophia still racist? Interesting. You betcha. She's even more racist now. Every day she gets more racist. It's actually incredible how she can keep getting more racist every day.
I see crap like this.
Giddy.
Also people losing their marbles from being cooped up. Oh yeah, I'm sure it's an excuse to go outside, right? So all police precincts have been abandoned in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I've sent you the file. You got it.
Oh, based and red-pilled?
So everybody's racist, it's just poo-poo voice for it. Here's a rule. Don't say things everybody already knows.
More people watching than usual, but the chat itself is less active. Yeah, that's weird.
It happens every once in a while. Yeah. Plenty of retards, there's always them.
Yeah. You can call me Corbus, that's my real name after all.
Body armor is cheap nowadays, around $150 last I checked. You Americans have it so easy, man. Why don't you just kill the government, bro?
Yeah, if they can mobilize this many people to protest and give trouble to random business owners, why not take it to the government? It's basically impossible to
buy guns in Brazil. Like, you guys can buy big ones, too.
You can buy big red ones.
Big red ones. You can get them. Get it cracking.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. I wish they would direct it towards the government if they're gonna riot, they're just burning down the random, you know, local fast food joint. The black people are hurting themselves. They're the ones who need fast food.
Inspiration for a video about how all cops are bastards. I don't think all cops, but the profession of police officer is built wrong.
Is it increasing in numbers or is it going down? The protests. Like, is this gonna be a short or a long-term thing? Trying to move it to the government. Problem is, government has lots of ammo.
Win-win. Either the government loses and can't, like, you know, capitulates, or a bunch of blind people die. And not the good ones. These aren't funny Chris Rocks and Dave Chappelle's, okay? These are unlikable, time-wasting, good-for-nothing, shiftless, trifling Iggas, okay? And they want to kill people. They're going around destroying people's property. And, like, these are the, you know, that the bad kind. The kind that kills people for no reason. So I don't care about who wins. It's a win-win for everybody.
Rifling, shiftless, good-for-nothing Iggas.
In the U.S. at least, I agree, Victor. I won't shed a tear if rioters get shot. Exactly.
Yeah, Tom. That's what they were asking and looking for.
Either, like, of course it's never gonna happen. Like, we're never gonna come closer to Malcolm X's dream of a black ethnostate. Because everybody wants that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you. But, so the government's probably gonna dish it out. Let's look at Liberia. Would you rather have black people roaming around everybody else's country? Hell no.
Just look at Liberia. I mean, yeah, what's the alternative? Like, they gotta figure it out on their own. That's their problem.
You cannot go kill them all, and you cannot have them live around you either. So just, like, let them stay.
If you have them live around you, they just leech off of you. So they gotta figure it out on their own somehow. We've given them plenty of help already. Frick, man.
Physical removal. Yes, sir. If there's a black ethnostate, I'm committing suicide. No other options. I don't know where you'd be, though. You're half white.
Where do mixed people go?
It's always the question.
Do you give them an IQ test or a DNA test?
They'll figure it out.
Would the mixed people go to the black ethnostate and try to create a structure, or would they stick around in the white one?
Makes people go to Mexico. You crazy, bro? They're worst.
Yeah. They're like all like druggy pedophiles.
Blacks are more racist to mixed people than whites are? Yeah, of course.
You acting like you white, you talking like a white person.
Refugee status in Wakanda. What makes you guys hate black people so much? Holy sh... Dude, I love feel like you're Chris trolling. Rock. Chris Rock's
There's no way you got here without figuring out a thing or two.
Chris Rock's pretty funny. But Brendan Tarrant is hot. Can't really compete with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Brazil just the continent of exile for mixed people?
Oh, that's awesome.
It seems
for me,
like it's
honestly.
Already.
I don't mind.
Mixed
ethnic.
Entirely.
I'm fine with that, 100%. So, what do you do with all the white allies helping them loot? I don't know, kill them all? Can we do that?
Yeah, because they're freaking stealing.
They can the government employ suicide bombers so they can destroy their own institutions while they kill these people? That would be the win-win for me.
How often do y'all get called racist IRL by millennials and boomers, you know? I don't know millennials and boomers. There are a bunch of boomers hanging out at my house right now, and if I went out there, I'd probably get called racist within 5 minutes.
60% black, 8% white. Okay, it's definitely not like that, Cringe Panda.
Like what territories can we give to the blacks? Atlanta? Detroit? What else is there? How much space do they need? Exactly. How densely can you like put people in a population? And fight the boomers and stuff. Nah. It's the same boomers who ostracized the guy that was visiting last week. They're here again.
I'm in such a funny place that it doesn't even occur here. Like, nobody is in touch enough with the worldwide. With the international community to be able to even point that out. Yeah, that's racist. Like, yes. What's the problem?
You got the Nazi flag in the living room now? I'd get, like, killed.
Yeah, they'd come in and kill your parents and kill
yeah.
you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't believe... Because the timing, too. It's not good.
So if my granddad got murdered by two black people in a care home by putting him in a boiling hot bath and we lost the lawsuit, what's your opinion? Do you have a gun? Go kill him. I'm not lying right now, and I'm not playing with you. I'm serious. I'm so dead serious. I'm so crazy dead serious. If that's true, go kill him. And I'll never filter or optic anything. I'm so serious right now that I'm advocating for straight up killing him.
How about this? Okay. Illinois, Georgia, where's Detroit?
Right over there.
What state is Detroit in?
How's your granddad, Vic? Detroit is in Michigan.
Okay, so they can have Michigan, fine. Georgia, and Illinois. That should be plenty.
I think Brazil is majority mixed. There's a few blacks, a good amount of whites. There are more whites than blacks, but there are more mixed in both. Are you pretend Victor isn't your brother?
I don't pretend that. Like, that's kind of obvious. Like,
yeah, I'm her brother-in-law. Because you know.
How would that happen? How it
is. I bang your brother. That's how that would happen.
Oh. Really? That's how that works, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Victor is my brother-in-law because he banged my brother and got married to my brother.
America is feeling the results of slavery? No, they're feeling the results of stupid black people. That's about it. Stupid idiots.
Why would you avoided this? If you just didn't do slavery, they would never have gotten here. Ever, because they don't know how to use boats.
They don't know how to build them.
They would like self-segregate because they just simply don't have the technology to go anywhere else.
They would self-segregate out of existence, dude. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have food. Like, there's no... Listen, I live amongst them, okay? So I know what I'm talking about. And they're... Usually, the ones I know aren't too violent, but I know the ones in America are really violent.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be some, I don't know, something wrong with black Americans are so terrible. America's 59% white still.
Can we get it to 100%?
The number keeps going down. What's gonna happen is that when it dips below 50, it's civil war. You're gonna watch it happening. It's probably gonna happen 2 decades from now because it's gonna slow down. Black Americans are privileged coons. That's a good theory. I pretty much married Carlton Banks. Other blacks don't really like us. Dude, if I was a black man, I would marry Ashley Banks. So I get you. Carlton Banks is a nice fella. Good for you. Hey, let's applaud this black couple that we got here.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well done, dude.
Phenomenal. You're doing it right.
Yeah.
Get you a Carlton Banks if you're black.
Wait, so aren't whites a minority? Actually?
Worldwide?
Who's the worldwide majority? Because it's definitely not whites.
I think it's Han Chinese, right?
So why the frick are we... Whatever. I guess it's only in America.
Yeah, Han Chinese. If you go by statistics, the planet Earth is Chinese. They represent most of it. That's crazy. Okay, it's 23% South Asian, 21% East Asian, 16% European, 13% African.
So we're in like third place. That's not even...
We are in third place. It's Chinese, Indians, us, and then black people.
What about, like, Middle Easterns?
Muslims? Let me see. Southeast Africa? I don't know, actually. Middle East and North Africa.
How many Muslims are there versus how many Catholics are there?
Middle Eastern and North Africa. There are more Catholics, for sure. Middle Easterns and North African, it's 9%. Religion. Christianity, 2.3 billion. Islam, 1.9 billion.
What about specifically Catholicism?
Yeah, I'll check that.
Bring back a draft. Draft is the most retarded thing. Just ruining people's lives so they can kill. How many...
Oh yeah, but that's like Islam also includes the bunch of there's like Wahhabis, Sufis, Shias.
Yeah, but it's all retarded.
Yeah, but it's including 1.2 billion Roman Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the largest denomination of Islam? Sunni, okay. How many Sunnis in the world? 1.8. Okay, so we're 100 million ahead of them. The biggest denomination of Christianity, biggest denomination of Islam.
But aren't they growing at a faster rate? Because of birth rates?
No idea.
I heard birth rates are falling. That's good news. Islam is in decline. That's very good news. How long would it take for... How long is... Will Africa ever become a, like, a proper... No. Yeah.
It won't.
Because it's composed, like... Overwhelmingly, like 90% of them are literally maybe retarded. Like,
I think like at best we're gonna get two or three more countries like Botswana, which is the best black people have to offer. But the rest are losers. Losers. Okay, Angola are losers. Zimbabwe are losers. South Africa needs to get nuclear bombed. Okay, these are great things to take out of context and, you know, post it to Twitter or something. Okay, map of Africa, okay? Let me look it up. Let me get some African history and geography. Okay. There's the Congo, which is hell. There's literally Iger. Niger, I guess. Let me find. Okay, where's Botswana? Where's good old boy?
He's 68 instead, plus 15. I'm gonna figure out the actual population of competent Africans there are. Alright, so 115 is 83. Isn't 83 the cutoff for, like, being able to do anything?
Mm-hmm.
By the military? Okay, so 83, let's say 14 plus 2 plus 0.1, 16. Okay, only 16.1% of Africans can, like, get anything done, and the rest are literally retarded. So I don't know how they're gonna.
Okay, let me look. Let me actually learn about Africa. Okay, let's do an African inspection. Mm-hmm. We're gonna learn about Africa in this episode. Okay. Let me get a nice map for it. Okay.
I don't know.
Let's start with South Africa. Let's go from bottom to top. Okay, let's begin with South Africa.
A billion Africans in Africa. A billion people. That's how, like, 1/7 of the world population. And it's just suffering forever.
South Africa is 8% white, 2%, 3% Asian, 9% mixed, and then 80% black. Alright, what's up with South Africa? They kill a bunch of white people, right?
The fastest growing religion in Iran is Catholicism?
That'd be crazy, though.
Yeah.
We'll search African inspection on Pornhub. Is that like some black woman getting her gruts? getting the gruts code treatment from Mr. Tiny Wang himself? Which is happening in China, in Africa right now. A bunch of Chinese men are doing some African inspection on some African women.
How much, I guess that's the most difficult question ever. How do you fix Africa? Well, first of all, you do Botswana treatment.
Botswana?
Botswana treatment. Daijobu treatment. What's that? The name of that? Djibouti. Djibouti.
Daijobu booty.
Yeah, the Daijobu Djibouti treatment. Whatever. The Botswana. You do the Botswana, spread capitalism. But how much can you increase IQ by like proper nutrition?
I don't know, a standard deviation. Something I would give them
a, yeah. So we can boost like their average to be the cutoff for the military. So they're like kind of normal. And I think it could be maybe like
China is invading Africa. Eventually. Yeah, it's the second coming of Genghis Khan. You watch it. It's gonna be some Chinese Africans up in here. Some literal chiggers.
I mean,
become ready.
Wouldn't
okay?
like colonialism kind of solve the problem?
It was solving it.
Yeah, cause like white people built like all sorts of stuff there, and brought their technology. Like, to seize those territories would be doing them a favor, because you eliminate war, because you create, like...
Order.
A proper order, yeah. Someone has more guns than all of the gangs and random rebel groups.
Oh, yeah, we stand by that statement. 100% forever for the rest of existence.
Oh, yeah. I love that so much. F Muslims, F.
I'm so glad that's gonna stick around forever. It's always gonna be remembered.
Put that in your bio, dash Soph 2018.
Yeah, do that. Do that, dude.
Most iconic ever.
Yeah. And one day, like, are people never gonna notice how important that is?
Because Muslims, like, I don't think they're not like Africans. They have normal IQ.
Yeah.
But they're
freaking
just evil. Yeah. They're sort of like Jews, just very like blunt and crude about it. Jews are more scheming and wheeling and dealing and pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm. Are Jews worse?
Yeah,
depends on how you see it.
Directly Satanists.
I mean, I don't know. Depends on how you see it. Historically, Muslims are worse. They've been a direct.
Yeah, they've done more damage.
Much, much longer. They've been public enemy number one.
The intentions of the Jews are leagues worse. They're the worst.
Yeah, but Jews are more. I think they're better at what they do than. Like, you give them they've got basically a puncher's chance at destroying the universe. Okay. Muslims go to distance, but, you know, Jews, they might, you know, get, they might be way below on the scorecards, and then, you know, round 9, they throw a punch, and it's a knockdown.
Oh yeah, the inbreeding is not doing them any favors. I already know about that.
Yeah, I think Jews are like Deontay Wilder. Okay, they're getting a draw right now because they dealt a knockdown. They dealt a couple knockdowns because they caught us off guard. But you know, come V2.
When did Jews get in power? Happen. That's a good question.
Started all the way back with Charlemagne, with him giving Jews control over banks.
It was the Khazars who started calling themselves Jewish, right?
Yep. Okay, I want you to think about white people and Jewish people like Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, okay? Deontay Wilder is a retard, but he has a puncher's chance. He spent, you know, 10 rounds getting knocked, and then he dealt one knockdown, two knockdowns, and people called it a draw. It's not a draw. It wasn't a draw, but it was got called a draw. Second fight, not gonna happen again, okay? And I think we're entering that second bout. Hopefully.
Yeah, first and foremost, for fixing Africa, stop the wars. Secondly, get proper agriculture so people aren't starving.
Jews F them, Muslims F them,
and then capitalism. And that'd probably have to, you'd probably have to do that through colonialism.
Jesus, you're retarded, dude. Shut up. I can tell your IQ is low from just looking at your posts. Yeah, Jews inbreeding, like, they're tiring themselves out, and that's not good, because that means they cannot go the distance. They are genetically screwing themselves up so bad, some of them already look like they have Down syndrome.
Yeah, that's another thing. They're responsible for wars in the Middle East. That's their way of doing things, diplomacy, rather than just blowing S up themselves.
Oh, no, I think the past 150 years, last century and a half, has been Jew Boogaloo, right?
Well, the way to fix it would be colonization, but that would sort of imply that you'd have to do things against their will. Which you can't do.
Solve it with the free market.
So
that's about it. Solve it with the free market. Botswana's getting better because the smart ones are, you know, they get more money. They're capable of buying stuff from first world countries. They get better like that. And the people who are retarded, they die, and or they go to prison for committing crimes.
War is a prob, and people taking religion too seriously. What?
7% of wars ever has been religious.
Yeah.
And like, I think like 4% of that was Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crusades were a defensive war, by the way. Just in case you thought otherwise. How long have Jews been a problem? Because Muslims have been a problem since they existed, pretty much.
Well,
so I think the Muslims have been beat for
since the, like, real Jews got wiped out in the first few hundred years, and then they popped up again doing trading and stuff. I guess once they started amassing that's also not thinking about all the deaths in the Soviet Union, because that was their fault.
Okay, so we're calling it, what, a century ago? A little more than a century ago, Jews started being a real problem?
Yeah.
Like an important problem. They've always been a problem, obviously. But they were sort of a small problem. Sort of a sideline issue. So I'm thinking a century, a little over a century, they became a problem for real.
Yeah.
Think century and a half, right? When did Charlemagne? When was that? Charlemagne.
The Jews, since they made banks, and actually, national banking, that came out that became a thing before.
Yeah, can we blame that on Jews though, or just retarded Gentiles?
Since they were involved so heavily in trade and mercantilism, that's my intuition, but I don't know.
1770s. No, perhaps, maybe 3 centuries. Maybe that's the cutoff. But I'm talking importance. I don't think they were important. They were building up. They were getting ready.
Yeah.
They were bulking.
But importance, I guess, is in how many people you're killing.
Okay, South Africa kills white people and they have AIDS. Botswana is cool and based and red-pilled. Let me see Namibia. Republic of Namibia. What are you guys? Used to be ruled by Germany. Okay. What are they politically? Government. Economy, demographics. Yes, demographics. Let's see.
Every plan revolution since. Can you give me the quick rundown on that? Because I don't believe a single thing from my history textbooks. How do revolutions like that actually get started? probably the late 1800s, because then Jews started really pushing communism and Zionism.
Yeah, yeah, I think 1800s onward.
Think, for real. Yeah. Because democracy started being a widespread thing, shift from monarchy to democracy. And democracy is where they had power.
That was straight up craziness.
They start with overeducated middle class kids. Seems to be the case. It was only middle class people who ever did that crap. Well, because it happened around that time, because that's when the middle class actually became a thing because of capitalism. And then upper middle class retards started saying, oh, we need a democracy. Because some gay French dude wrote a book about it.
Yeah, the French Revolution, I've looked into that. I didn't find any sort of Jewish involvement in it. Like, significant.
Tragedy and hope? Okay.
Unitary, semi-presidential. What? Okay.
I think the Holocaust was actually essential. Well, obviously the Holocaust was essential to their power because they freaking planned it. So they were able to build Israel. They got power in the Soviet Union.
Ooh, mama. Okay.
I mean, how many people can they be blamed for killing? There's American wars in the Middle East. There's what they're doing in Palestine. There's all the deaths from Bolshevism, the Soviet Union.
I'd say probably 300 million. I'm giving an estimate, okay? 300 million, let's say about that. Is 300 million a good total?
300 million, yeah, because they also killed off probably some real Jews in the Holocaust. They caused World War II, and that had way more, like, tens of millions of deaths. So, yeah.
Crap.
200 million.
Yeah, okay. One Benjamin, probably the only one sharing information about Marxists? Are you retarded? Yeah, we know about the 9/11 thing. Market capitalism. You're retarded and gay, too. Market capitalism led to mass starvation before people all worked.
Are you retarded?
Are you retarded is the question. You're retarded.
Yeah,
People confuse capitalism with liberal democracy. Those two are not the same thing. By the way, Namibia is like 75%. No, Namibia is like 80 to 90% Christian. So that's cool. Okay, base Namibia. Okay, let's build a new Africa, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, so eliminate South Africa, because the black people in there are the worst.
What are they doing there?
Killing white people.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one. Oh, yeah, and they just rape each other all the time. That's a problem.
I don't know. Gotta figure out South Africa, though. But probably should wipe out of existence.
Dude, you got your boobies out. Put some clothes on. They, like, don't wear clothes, even. That's kind of a bro moment.
Do you think that government should have no influence on the free market?
Yes. Yeah. Why would I want the government being in charge of anything? Are there any, like, major cities in Africa? No, right?
I don't know. Maybe in South Africa? Johannesburg?
Like a city comparable to something like New York or...
No, never.
Yeah, never.
Maybe in Egypt.
Or not even comparable, but I mean, like...
You talking about Black Africa?
Somewhere touristy. People go there.
Probably in Egypt.
Yeah, Egypt Arab is probably the only thing.
Yeah. But that's Arab, though. We're talking about Black Africa here.
Yeah. Yeah, Egypt doesn't count.
Cairo or something. There's Dubai. Is Dubai in Africa?
No.
Where is it?
Isn't it Middle Eastern?
I don't know. Is Egypt? I don't even know anymore. MENA, North Africa.
City in United Arab Emirates. Yeah. Okay. Jeez, that's cheap.
The government can keep manufacturing in the country. You are retarded. And it's the same thing every time.
If they keep manufacturing in the country, they have to run it. And they are never able to run anything like that. Well, ever.
You want to keep jobs in a country, you want to keep manufacturing in the country, you deregulate the industries.
Yeah, because then they want to set up their businesses there. Because there's not a bunch of regulations that make everything 10 times more expensive.
Or you know, I don't know, look forward to becoming China. Globalist economies are better? What are you talking about?
That's not necessarily the...
You see how you're seeing the dichotomy being either force the businesses to stay in your country or allow them to go somewhere else. How about make your country good so that the businesses stay there? Best thing the government does is maintain roads. They do that horribly. They suck at that.
They suck at that. Private roads are 10 times better.
How do you do that? Deregulate the industries.
Yeah.
The businesses will
then
flood
they wanna
in.
Yeah. Simple.
Wages will skyrocket.
Businesses aren't just going to China for no reason.
You think people like dealing with China?
No. China blackmails every business that goes there. All of them.
Yeah.
It
sucks doing business with China. They do it because they have to. Otherwise they lose millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Because of some environmental regulations or some minimum wage regulation or some
because
whatever.
Europe is retarded right now. Yeah. And incredibly regulated. Deregulated, wages will skyrocket and the jobs will be coming out of your anus.
Oh All right, we'll go for 30 more minutes and then wrap it up.
30 more minutes, yeah. I don't know about Namibia. Is Namibia good? Plenty of Lutheran Christians in Namibia.
Is there any Catholic place in Africa?
Let me see. Don't know. Okay. Zimbabwe. Let me see Zimbabwe.
I think my parents went to Namibia once, so it can't be, like, that bad.
Yeah.
It must be livable.
Formerly Rhodesia. Oh, crap. Oh, yeah, they did this. Mother effers, man. What's the guy that ran it?
I think it's okay for government to step in when companies like Twitter are censoring speech on their platform. The reason you don't do that is because once Democrats get in power, they're going to censor right-wing people. And besides that, it's unethical. What business do you have? If a company decides it wants to be a publisher, that's their decision. Just don't protect them and they'll be getting sued all the time.
Yep.
And the problem takes care of itself.
Also, by the way, if you are concerned... Listen, if something... You gotta be able to work in binaries. Because... things work in extremes. So if there's anything that works better, if there's an area of the market that works better, like, free, then why does that principle stop working when it comes to Twitter? Do you think Twitter is something that would naturally occur in a free society?
So it's as a result of the government in the first place.
But the government should regulate... Dude... I want to kill pornographers. I don't want them to get a fine. But I shouldn't kill pornographers, because...
We're gonna... Shoot. I want, like, people to see that video, but... But whatever. We recorded a video yesterday explaining all this crap. You don't get to just make every bad thing illegal and then society is utopian, whatever. It doesn't work like that. And it makes it worse a lot of the time.
We do not.
Make prostitution illegal, you make pimps. You make drugs legal, you make cartels.
Exactly.
Have you seen the latest Paul Joseph Watson video? No. Yeah, porn does steal a mind of the youth.
I think pornography, as well as drugs, as well as prostitution, should be forbidden by private law.
Yeah, obviously you wouldn't allow it in your community, but if a bunch of degenerates
want to, you know, do whatever they want to do, you gotta allow them. The alternative is so much worse.
I have no idea about that. Sex workers to go back to work.
But are they a publisher or a platform? Irrelevant. You can't allow pedophiles to get the kids. Oh, we're talking about pornography, not pedophilia. You kill them. You kill pedophiles. Point blank.
Can't allow pedophiles to get your kicks? To get their kicks? Yeah, you wouldn't. That's not... That becomes an absolutism thing because pedophiles are violating... the children's ownership of themselves.
Yeah.
Obviously. You don't consent. Let murderers or pedophiles get away with it.
Murderers, pedophiles. Porn,
on the other hand, that's a consensual thing. You know, prostitutes, whatever, that's their choice. But once it gets to, you know, violating people, then it's absolutely it's never tolerated.
Regulating Twitter is just creating more of a precedent for it to be used against you. And it's a setup. The big government guys know what's going to happen. That's obviously going to get overtaken and used against them, and then there's going to be more of a reason for them to get mad and talk about having a war. They know it's going to happen. Come on.
Are you both doing good?
Can we just castrate pedophiles instead of killing? Nope. if they've molested a child, they die. I mean, I have no qualms with killing them via castration. You can do that. I mean, that's beautiful. That's an art piece, as far as I'm concerned.
Off their platform, they can't be. They shouldn't get protections either way. They get protected because the government exists.
This is a worthless and pointless consideration.
They will get sued for what they're doing anyways.
Are they a platform, or are they a publisher? I'm telling you, it does not matter. Twitter shouldn't exist.
Yeah, sex drive is a brain thing, not a penis thing.
If I truly had control over things, I'd make Twitter not exist anymore. And if they acted on it, you light them on fire. And you let them die. There's nothing more merciful than that. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, it's a bit of a youch moment.
Yow! My penis hates me.
A bit of a youch moment. Dude, my penis hurts. Cut it out.
Youch!
Yeah, Zimbabwe and South Africa can both go F themselves. Because Zimbabwe is Mugabe and he killed a bunch of white people for no reason as well. He used to be Rhodesia. Let me see Mozambique. So, okay, so we have a big hole in the middle of Africa already.
Big hole. Fantastic. What's wrong with black people? I don't know. You tell me. They be criming, stealing.
Criming.
Retarding. I honestly don't know what their problem is. Just get it together, man. Can't be that hard.
Religion, let me see.
Just saying, guys.
Okay, Christians are 60%.
Castrated to death? Yeah, that sounds like a band.
Oh, dude! Beast! Yeah, everybody start doing that. Twitter is fine as a platform. No, it isn't. It's a selective censorship that muddies the water and makes it seem as though they're a publisher. Oh, no. My favorite right-wing poster is banned. I'm not necessarily making fun of you, but if you care about that, it's retarded. Okay? Such a gay, retarded priority to have. To even occupy your mind with. I would live in Mozambique. My uncle loves the beach there. I've never been to anywhere outside of my country. Dude. Allow them to ban them. Tell you that right now. I'm not even thinking about being a platform or a publisher. What do you think is going to happen if people get banned?
Why would I want to be on Twitter? Yeah, they're already creating alternate platforms.
The censorship. Oh, the censorship.
Man.
It's a bad site, like banning censorship. People.
Yeah, me neither. Why should I? Why should I force?
I Twitter actually to love keep... censorship. Matter of fact, let me tell you that.
Actually,
I love
yeah, well,
censorship.
They should be allowed to discriminate against whoever
they
want.
They should be allowed to discriminate. Oh, but they're getting. Yeah, the point of that is the fact that they're discriminating using your money to exist. That's the problem, not them being a platform or a publisher. Frickin' dismantle them. There's still no good alternative to YouTube, to be honest. Well. Tell that to Joe Rogan.
It's better to have a central platform. Yeah, someone's gonna make one. Once Twitter bans enough people, a central platform will start to exist because the demand for one will continue
to
increase.
I have no problem with censorship, and the fact that it's being employed against right-wingers doesn't change my stance. The problem is that that Twitter and sites like Twitter are built on grants. They are built on, you know, buddying together with, you know, Google style and getting government to regulate towards its way. That's the problem. Not it being whatever. Not it censoring right-wing people. I don't care. Well, get off Twitter. Get off 4chan. Even checking it. It's retarded to me.
Yeah, get off all those things, because, I mean...
Oh, but I know that you're concerned about censorship, exactly, because you would censor left-wingers if you could, I presume, but, I mean, I would.
Yeah, we ban people all the time in, chat.
But the problem is that it's censoring right-wing people, right? Because if right people aren't talking, then they're not gonna vote. Oh my God, we're gonna lose the democracy. if that's where your faith taps out at, then lose all hopes. Ye who enter here, because there's no hope to be found in politics ever.
What games have you been playing lately? I just finished up AC Brotherhood.
You wouldn't censor them? Revelations. Why not? Why
not? That's a good question. Annoying.
Why not? Why wouldn't you censor them?
Brotherhood was boring? What? Huh. I don't know, I liked it a lot. I might play AC2 again, since the last time I played it must have been like 10 or something.
Non-political? Dude, everything's political. Just mute people if you personally have a problem. But if the site is mine, I'll just get rid of them. It's mine, why would I let them be on my site?
Yeah.
Just like I wouldn't like anybody being in my house. Taking up space on the servers? Don't ban them globally? It's not globally, it's in your site.
Yeah.
You people keep having this weird mixture of, you know, traditionalism and, you know, what goes with that, the absolutism that goes with that, with this weird modern mindset that you, that somehow being banned in Twitter means that affects you globally. Twitter does not represent anything significant whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's not the end-all be-all at all. Twitter is the main platform, though. No, it's not. It's just another site. You've been convinced because their marketing is so good.
What things of significance happen on Twitter?
It is the platform. Yeah, the fact that you believe this shows that you are infected with the modern mindset of thinking social media is important. Social media is not important. The fact that you believe that shows that you're clouded.
People go on Twitter to get numb and get brain fried.
What do you think is going to happen? Is going to change the results of the elections? Even if that were true, I could give a rat's anus.
Because elections don't change anything either.
It doesn't even change elections, but if it did, it would still be insignificant. You know what all that stuff is good for? Funnies. You see a little meme, you have a giggle. It's the best thing.
What about when you are banned from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, PayPal, Venmo, banks, Uber, etc.? Yeah, what about it?
What about it?
I don't use... Alright, I've been banned from YouTube and PayPal.
How is it not important? It definitely has significant impact on the modern dialogue. Back to Reddit.
The modern dialogue. I'd rather
kill myself than care about that.
Yeah, has the modern dialogue changed anything?
You really think Trump got elected because of that? You think there weren't people
around? Yeah, I don't have a PayPal and it changed nothing. Me, my dad, my brother all got banned off PayPal. Changed nothing.
Modern dialogue, lol, cook. Pine boy.
And I don't use Instagram, Twitter for anything. Get banned off Uber, use Lyft. didn't Alex Jones get banned from a bunch of banks and credit card companies? He's still, like, obviously still making money. Like banks is as worse as it gets, and even if you get banned from them, it's not even close to the end of the world.
Yeah. Banks is the worst? Like, you guys are saying a bunch of social media accounts, internet stuff. Like,
what do you use Instagram and Twitter for? How does having the ability to post on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube change your life at all? Because most, like the most influential it gets is if it's your job. And I know you guys aren't, like, social media influencers. But even if it's your job, there are alternate platforms. Like, I'm using some obscure site and I'm making a living.
Your dad and brother got banned from being within 50 feet of my ex-wife, but that's a different story. I'm sure it is.
With the FY, I don't know. They must have some Jew magic powers. They can sniff it. Sniff the anus trail. The fart trail. How do you get banned from PayPal? Being me. I don't know how they even figured it out.
And listening.
I think it's because I linked a PayPal donation link on my BitChute. And so they shut that account down, and then they somehow trace it to my personal account. They shut that down, and then trace that to my family's accounts and shut those down too. Yeah, plenty of people get banned from PayPal, right-wing people.
It gives you easy access to many people. I'm sure I could just use Discord, but it's nice to have options.
Okay, are there any people that you know, like, online exclusively that you couldn't contact literally anywhere else that are, like, really important to your life?
What I'm saying is that that's so superfluous. It's so worthless to care about it so much. You can do it so many different ways. I'm not saying it has no good uses, I'm saying not even close to a worthwhile hill to die on or something to give your principles up for. Yeah, ethics should be maintained, but I would like to have a nice Twitter account to post N-word memes, but Twitter does not let me. Get a life. Twitter's just the easiest by far. And that's what you're gonna give ethics up for? For a convenience? That you could replace easily, by the way?
Mm-hmm. It's like 5 minutes. You ever heard of a telephone call? Yeah.
Huh.
How about that?
Built in. Go to a website. I like BitChute and Gab, it's not as big.
Okay, what are you doing? Why do you need a big platform?
Why do you need a big platform? Again, I'm not saying these things are, you know, completely useless. I'm saying it's just not that, you know, worth the stress, worth the sweat. Yeah. Trump should call everybody individually rather than tweeting.
Isn't he like, can't he just take control of the TVs, all of them, all at once?
Yeah, because I bet before Twitter, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, the president never got any message to anybody.
You must be retarded to even consider that a point. Yeah, I bet the leader of the country cannot figure out a way to do anything,
mm-hmm.
like communicating people without a website.
Yeah, the most crazy thing would be to, you know, send people messages directly on their phone, like presidential alert. But there's plenty of alternatives to that.
Yeah, he could literally create a site for him to. to yeah, S-Folks Trump, all Trump he wanted. Com. And I'm telling you, these sites, they're big because of the people in them.
Okay, so you just have to be president to be able to communicate large audiences? No, obviously that's not the case. I mean, what do you consider large? And even if you could, like, what significant things are you going to be communicating to large audiences?
Yeah, because before Twitter, nobody ever spoke to a large audience, right?
Like, freaking, let's say I was still on YouTube and had a million subscribers, I would be changing nothing, even saying the crap that I say. It makes no difference. It entertains people, that's all. There's no, like, oh, we're changing the paradigm by dropping big red ones on a million people.
It's so meaningless to be concerned about that, man. This is equivalent to watching, to reading people talk, like, talking about fan fictions about Harry Potter or something. It's so inane. This doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Nothing meaningful is getting, is coming out of this. If PewDiePie, listen, and he's probably gonna do that. Joe Rogan already jumped off. PewDiePie leaves, which he could do, which he might do considering the trend now, because Joe Rogan just set a standard, because Joe Rogan is probably smarter business-wise than most people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might follow Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
And bye-bye YouTube if that happens.
Yeah. I mean, is their viewership going up or down? Or is it staying the same?
They've been hemorrhaging money for years now.
I mean, yeah, they're not even making money.
Like, and tell me, how does a business exactly exist if it's not making money, if it's doing the opposite?
Because Google is very buddy-buddy with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I get banned on YouTube, caring. But literally pedophiles and child abuse doesn't.
Better, it's because
people who run
things.
Google are Satanists, literally.
Better things to concern yourself with than the actions of social media moguls. Better things to concern yourself with.
How does Twitter make a profit? That's a good question. Don't they run ads? But those are very occasional.
Propaganda machine.
YouTube just increases user count 20% in about 10 months. They're making any more money? Well, okay, so they're growing. I mean, think about how much money people would put on the line to get PewDiePie on their platform.
Think about that.
Because they gave Joe Rogan $100 million, and I mean, their view counts are comparable. Well, like, Joe Rogan posts stuff less frequently, PewDiePie posts stuff every day and gets the same amount of views.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Really modern mindset of thinking that social media is somehow
important,
essential.
Yeah.
Like part of life, necessary. You fell for it so bad that it's become part of you. Part of your identity, part of your group. So crazy. These things are not gonna stay, like, they're not gonna stick around forever at all. They're probably gonna be gone soon. A few of them have already gone, you know, gone away to a large extent.
Didn't PewDiePie recently sign a contract with YouTube for exclusive streaming? What? Link? I think that mindset is just a result of how heavily people use it in an unhealthy way.
Jesus Christ, man.
For so long.
It's they treat it like it's a freaking limb or something. Major blow to Twitch. Yeah, it's gonna get more gaming and more gay.
Rachel E. Greenspan? Greenspan, Jewish?
Yes. Yeah, Ninja left Twitch and went to Microsoft's Mixer platform. What is Mixer? That's crazy. Mixer.com. Yeah, I don't like that I clicked on it and it like took a while to load. Things load. I don't want any loading. Modified and used by big government to monitor is already happening. Will only continue to happen.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Oh. Upload the video. Yeah, new video, guys. Today and tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah.
Have a good night.